Take your Bibles with me too to the Epistle of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. And with school just starting back, I had our young folks on our heart, and the Lord's give us a thought. Of course, there's nothing new under the sun, but yet I just want to share with you. And of course, the message tonight may not be school related, but it is Bible related. And it's about, and you young people listen to me now. Honoring your parents. Honoring your parents. It's been a long, long time since I've preached a message along these lines. So you young people, don't roll your eyes and you know, all that stuff y'all doing. Don't do that. we got a message for you. And because we love you, and I'm bound to preach the Bible to you. And it's something for all of us. Amen. Because I want to tell you young folks something. One day, if things go in the natural realm, your parents are not going to be here. Amen. They're not going to be here. And you know, if you are my age and you still have parents, that's a blessing. And we don't stop honoring them. Amen. Well, what about this? That none of the Bible says honor them. He didn't give a condition that give us a right not to. Hello? That's right. And so, y'all ready for me to read this, I'm sure. Let's start verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You want to do what's right? Children, how can I honor God? By honoring your parents. I mean, I'm too young for this, that, and the other. How can I honor God? Well, number one, do what's right. Obey them. Obey your parents. Then he says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, here we go. Paul is quoting Exodus chapter number was it 20, verse 12, or 12, verse 20? The Ten Commandments. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. So I want to stop reading there. Actually, it's Exodus 20, verse 12. I know that I had them backward, 20, 12, or 12, 20. But may the Lord add his blessings, honoring your parents. Now, I, in my study, he starts off in verse number 1 with children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he takes another step. Now, again, you can say, well, he's still talking about children. Of course, I have grown children, which I still call my children. But I believe it's another step of maturity when grown children still have their parents. They may leave the place of being under their authority in the obedient factor, but never leave the place of honor. You understand that? You know, I don't have the authority now to go tell my sons what to do. Now, if I need them to do something and I ask them to do something, they try to do that. But yet they're grown men with families. And so therefore the obedient part. Some parents need to learn that you, you're not their authority anymore in certain aspects. You understand that? However, the honor part, we never, ever, folks, my mom and dad's been with the Lord a long time, but I still honor them. You understand? I still hold them in high esteem and I still respect them as my parents. And just reading a little bit this afternoon, I was reading in one of Brother John Phillips' commentaries, and he said this, and I'm quoting him. He said, children are to render honor to their mothers and fathers as the human authors of their being, as those who loved them, protected them, taught them, and sacrificed for them. He went on to say, failure to honor one's parents is an insult to the God who chose them for you. Rebellion against parents is high-handed rebellion against God. Man, I thought, man, that's right. I wish I'd have thought of that and wrote a book and said it. But however, that's right. Now, children, you still under the roof of your parents. You are to obey your parents And then once we get older, we honor our parents. And so I want to look at that. Now, by way of introduction, I want to notice a few things that God will help me. The first thing is the role of the parent. Now, parents, what's your role? Number one is to provide. Amen. To provide. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, the Bible said, Paul said, "Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you." Listen. "For the children ought not lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." So therefore, parents, you have an obligation to provide. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 8, "But if any, provide not for his own." Now, he's talking about the breadwinner, according to biblical direction, is the daddy, the husband, the father, the man, and especially of those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So we understand the role of a parent, number one, is to provide, but then to prepare. To provide for your children, but also to prepare for your children. Proverbs 22, verse 6, the Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So we have a role as a parent not only to provide, but to prepare our children not only to meet God, but to live in society. Now I'm going to get off on this a minute, and I hope I don't stink around too long. But parents, it's your job to teach your children to honor and respect the authority that God puts in their life. And it starts by you disciplining them to honor your authority. If they won't honor your authority, they're not going to honor that school teacher's authority. They're not going to honor the policeman's authority. They're not going to honor their supervisor's authority. Are you listening to me? Amen. We didn't have problems. Our parents taught us to honor their authority, and they did it with my daddy had a 42-inch strap around his waist that took care of problems. Hello. You say, "Well, that was a different time." Still Bible. But we trained them, and we live in a place now. I've seen TV clips where a mom and a son was on some talk show, and the son smacked his mom in the face. Business would have picked up at my house. Smoke alarms would have went off. Sweat would have been flying. Teeth would have been flying. But we're turning out. We're turning out children that we've not trained in the way they should go. To say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, sir, no, sir. To respect. A lot of children now don't respect their pastor because all they hear at home is mom and daddy chewing on him. Amen. Talking against him. Some of them are in church now because that's all they've heard all these years is mom and daddy chewing on the man of God or chewing on somebody else in the church and not standing with the right authority. Get in trouble that way. So we have to prepare. Remember one time, I was sitting in the back. Now I ain't saying nothing against anybody sitting in the back. That's where I was at. I was located in the back, and my parents was toward the front, and I was back another couple of other guys. And we got to talking and giggling. And the pastor called us out. He was gracious. He didn't call us by name, but he said, "Boys, y'all cut that out back there." And I've seen three sets of parents. Now, here's what got on my nerves. They didn't take my side. They didn't get mad at the preacher and leave the church. Brother Willis would say, "Is anybody listening?" As a matter of fact, on a couple of different occasions, I was reprimanded to call and apologize to people for my disrespect.
That's right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
I'm just preaching my heart tonight. I ain't picking on anybody. I ain't picking on anybody. But they turned around and looked. And of course, I was already guilty because my face was red as Miss Carl's shirt. Was you embarrassed, that and fearful? And they taught us to, they prepared us. So when I went to school, we were trained to obey the teacher. I was trained to obey a coach. I was trained to do what my supervisor told me to do. And parents, you have, and it starts with you training them to honor and respect you. If you let them walk all over you, then you're not going to be able to tell them you do what your teacher says, what your coach says, what your boss may say. You honor the authority of the police. We have a role, and I'm not going to get this message preached. We have a role to provide, to prepare, and to point. What do you mean? Bible says in Psalm 127, verse number 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. So we need to point them in right directions.
Right.
We need to point them in right directions. Are you listening? But then we see the role of the parent, but then you see the rule of the parent. Now, preacher, what do you mean? Like it or not, parents, you have authority over the children. You have a biblical authority. Don't cower down to that. Bible said again in our text, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Colossians 3:20 says this, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Children, are you listening to the preacher? Obey your parents in all things. Everything, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:18, of course, I don't have to preach this. I preach it so much. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare, for he is crying. Amen. Oh, they're breaking my heart. They cry. Don't do that.
Good.
The role of the parent, the rule of the parent. But then we have the respect for the parents. Now, the word honor, children, listen to me. The word honor, and I'm talking about if you still live at home, I'm talking to you. Honor, and if you're not, means simply to respect, reverence, and to value. Let me read some verses. I'm going fast. Leviticus chapter number 19, verse number 32, the Bible says this, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God, I am the Lord. Leviticus 20, verse, the hoary head means the older person. Leviticus 20, verse 9, for everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Aren't you glad we're not living in the Levitical law?
Yeah.
If we were living back in those days, our youth program would be smaller. Whoop. Proverbs 20:20, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Proverbs 30, verse 11, there is a generation that curseth their father and their mother. Let me start that over. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Now, children, you heard that. Honor your parents. I want you to understand this. I want you to honor your parents in a few different ways. Simple. You'll get it. Honor your parents or a grandparent, ever whose home you live in that serves as your parent. Honor them.
Amen.
Hello. Honor them. Now, you're going to honor them, first of all, what you love. But what an example we have in John 19:26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved. We know that's John. He saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. He's not saying, behold thy son. He said, then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. He's talking to John and Mary. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own house. What happened? He loved her as his own parent. He loved her as Christ loved her. See, first thing we do, honor our parents with our love. Love them because of their position. Amen. One day you'll have children too. You'll understand the awesome love and responsibility of being a parent. Amen. You love them because of their position. God not only gave you to them, but you to them. I mean, it works both ways. Right. You're their gift and they're your gift. You honor them because they're their position. Then you love them because of their provision. They pay your way until you're old enough to contribute. Now can I call time out? You grown and you able to work. We can time out now. And you too lazy to work. And in your mind, somehow or another, you think your mom and dad is still. I'm talking about you grown. You're grown. Yeah. You're grown. Did I say you're grown? Yeah. Yeah. I got a time out right here. I have a problem with people. Sister, you know how them drivers get on your nerves? I'm going to tell you who gets on my nerves. It's Wednesday night. We all here. It's just us. Is people call me and want the church to give them something, and they're grown men that won't work, expect me to get them a check, and my boys get up every morning before daylight and go to work. I ain't giving you nothing.
Amen.
Get a job.
Amen.
Get a job. You lazy bum, get a job. I remember when I was 12 years old, before I went into the 7th grade. Here's what my daddy said. I'm just quoting what he said. You've watched Young and the Restless your last summer with your sisters.
Oh my.
Really? He was just blunt. I wasn't watching Young and the Restless with them. It was General Hospital. He got it all messed up. But anyway, he said, I got you a job. He said, you're picking peaches for Garden Ballou with Jason Jeanette McCraw. And he dropped us off at the Chevron station, me and Brian Cooper, and we went to work. And I still have great memories because Garland, he's with the Lord, but he never cut between his trees. And Miss Jeanette would fuss and say, I ain't picking no more peaches in this jungle. Weeds up to here. The next summer, we'd pick peaches and hauled hay. Yeah. Hey, if you want to make your boy a man, set him out in a hay field. In 100-degree weather. It'll get the job done. They'd be too tired when they get home to talk back. You better believe what I'm telling you. Hey, if Hollis Jackson's still living, he'd have killed you. You couldn't pray for rain. You had to pray for lightning to get a break with him. Don't. You love them because they're, growing up, my parents provided for me. I didn't have to worry about paying power bills and car payments and buy food. Dear Lord. I remember my mom and son got gospel music. We'd go play. My mom didn't have nothing. They were poor. And after one of those singings on Saturday night up in Tennessee, up in Spruce Pine, they'd stop at a Burger King or something. They just barely had enough. Me and my two sisters. And man, I eat. And I'd swallow a Whopper. And I'd tell my daddy, I said, I'm still hungry. He said, no, you just think you are. I said, I know I am. And I'd watch them scrounge around and come up with enough to get another one. Man, was I spoiled. But the day came. It was time to work. It was time to work. And you know what? When I left the house, I didn't expect me. I can blow my money and then mom and dad supposed to pay my bills. I'm not saying every now and then you're going to need some help. Everybody needs help occasionally, but they didn't keep me up. Are you listening to me? They didn't keep me up. And so they pray. Hey, you love your parents' children one day, and this is the greatest days of your life. You don't have that concern, that worry. Love and honor your parents because they are sacrificing and they are sweating and they are doing without that you could have something. You love them because of their position, their provision, but then you love them because of their passion. Outside of the Lord, nobody wants you to be more successful than your parents. Nobody wants you to accomplish great things greater than your parents do. Are you listening? So honor your parents with your love. Secondly, honor your parents. Well, let me give you this. And honor your parents with your listening. That's a good one, isn't it? Honor your parents with your listening. Are you listening to them? Not only with your love, but with your listening. Listen to their admonition. What do you mean? Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Their warnings and their advice. I got some verses to read, but let me camp out right here. And I don't mean this arrogant or to try to upset anybody, any children, any young people, but your parents know more than you. They may not know more math than you that you're never going to use again. Unless you get in some type of electronic job. I mean, they may not know more history and I mean, you know, thing school, but they know more life than you. They've been around and they've learned things. They see things. When they sense, see, parents is gifted with a sense. They'll see one of your friends and say, question mark. And parents, don't give me this. Well, I don't care if my kids hang around with ungodly kids. Somebody's got to be an example. Let me tell you something. Never be ugly. Always be nice. But you let your kids yoke with the ungodly, I promise you, they're not bringing them up. They're going to bring your child down. Well, we let them go over there. I know their mom and daddy drank, party and all. But my little Susie or little Davy, they're going to be witnesses. Yeah, no, they're going to be partying. How you know? Because I was once there. I slipped up and said something to my daddy. I was 40 years old. I slipped up telling daddy something that had happened that I forgot he didn't know. That happened. I was about 16, and he looked at me and said, if I know the half of what you did, I'll whoop you right now. I said, I promise you that mistake will not ever happen again. Listen, kids, listen. You may think your parents are old fogies and don't. I promise you. Hey, we were 10 one time. We were 12 at one time. We were 15 at one time. We were 17 at one time. We was 18 at one time. We was 20 at one time. Can I go on? Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs 2:1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. 5:1, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understandings. 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors there's safety. Listen to their admonition. Listen to their advice. Listen to their appeals. Psalms 34:11. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 45:10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. Listen to them. Listen to them. Daddies, you do you well to have some time where you instruct your children. Instruct your children. Mamas, it's a good time for you to instruct your children. Now, I want to say this. Doing all of this doesn't mean that they're going to turn out golden. But you sure give them a better opportunity. Because you can instill it all. You can pray over them. But it'll be their decision. Folks, explain to me, because I can't explain it, but one way. Why you can have two kids raised in the same Christian home. You can have four kids raised in the same Christian home. Whatever number you want to give it. And by the time they're grown and gone, one will stick by the stuff of God, one won't. Raised in the same house, same rules, same gospel, same truth, same discipline, same everything. What's going on? They have their own free will. They have their own decisions to make. Parents, I'm going to tell you something. None of us have done it perfect. If most of you are like me, you wish you could go back to your oldest and redo. Huh? Redo some stuff, not everything, some stuff. That's right. I know one thing I'd do. Quit trying to impress the brethren by trying to make a perfect boy. Hello. Mean no harm. I'm just cutting up right here. Somebody said, you know them preacher's kids, they're the wildest kids in the church. Yeah, they hang around the deacon's children. No offense, deacons. Hey, you know I was a deacon's kid. Didn't I say more? God help us. If God can save and use me, He can save and use any of y'all. Amen goes right there. That's right. Boy, it got quiet in here. I told you I was joking. I didn't mean any of that. Don't vote me out tonight. I'm just joking. Of course, your vote wasn't doing no good. I'm coming back anyway, whatever you vote. Amen. Lastly, not only honor your parents with your love and your listening, but honor your parents with your life. We have an illustration in the third epistle of John, chapter 1, verse number 4. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And of course, John is calling those believers he'd won to Christ his children in the faith, but that can be used as our natural children. No greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. No greater joy. Folks, it thrilled my heart when God dealt with Taylor and called him to preach. I as a parent and as someone that lives the life of a preacher, you know, you have to pray a hedge around them, pray God help them. But I'm glad God uses my children. My oldest son loves Jesus. Sold out. My daughter loves the Lord. And all by the grace of God. Not that I was a special teacher. Folks, I'm telling you, they know the truth. They know me. They know I'm not perfect. But children, let me tell you something. And parents, if you'd rather hear that your children is in a career making big money more than loving Jesus, there's something wrong with your mind. Amen. Now, if my children strike it rich, it's going to give me ease of mind because they're going to put me in a good home somewhere. I'm going to get one of the good ones. Fate said, well, I don't know about all that. I Oh, there's nothing wrong with being thrilled that they're doing well. You don't have to, and you don't have to worry about that aspect. You know, that's part of, as a parent, you want to make sure they got what they need, even after they're grown. And knowing that they're making good money, making wise choices with their money, that's wonderful. But that ain't the most important thing. I promise you that. Knowing your children are saved and serving the Lord, that brings peace that only God, I mean, that's peace. That's a blessing to have that assurance. To have that assurance in your heart. Young folks, I'm praying for you. It's getting started. Of course, time flies when you get older. It flies even faster, it seems like. But I know you go, man, we got all the way to May to go. We're praying for you. But the greatest thing you can know is you know the Lord as your Savior. And then the ways that you can honor God is by honoring and obeying your parents. That's how, and when you honor and obey your parents, you honor your parents at this stage by being right when you're not with them. Sitting in the classroom, your teacher says, calls your name, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. By treating others like you want to be treated, the golden rule. There's nothing that bothers me any more than bullies and children that's parents should put in their head that they're better than other children. When I was seventh, eighth, ninth grade, we had a thing, we didn't mean anything by it. We'd call each other redneck. Because we probably was. But anyway, we call each other that. And I remember Daddy, I was going through Landry with my daddy, and there was one of my friends walking down the road, and I said, look at that redneck. They said, why'd you call him that? He stunned me. Because he wasn't smiling. He said, why'd you call him that for? I said, that's what we just call each other. I said, it didn't mean anything by it. He said, because if you called him that thinking, you know, belittling him, well, I was stopping this truck. We don't do that. I said, no. And I didn't do that because of that. You honor the Lord on your parents by obeying your authority and treating everybody just like you want to be treated. Are you listening to me? Now, I know we may have some that's not with us today, different reasons, but if you're a teacher in any capacity, I want you to stand. If you're a school teacher in any capacity, I want our church to see. And we've probably got some that are not here. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I know there's probably more than that altogether. Thank y'all. You should have stood up, Lois. We still look, even though you ain't teaching this year, she was a school teacher. Homeschool mothers. How many we got? Pebble, stand up. My wife, stand up. Tanya, standing up. Stand up. Say, hey, thank you, y'all. Homeschool principals. Hey, man. You ain't been my worst student to get called on yet, so don't worry about that. One of the things, these teachers don't get paid enough money. Amen. Military and teachers don't get paid enough money. Y'all know I'm telling it right. So appreciate, hey, parents, you teach your children to appreciate them. You know what? Even if you don't agree with their teacher, don't let them hear it. Same with their preacher and their Sunday school teacher and their song leader and their deacons. Amen? You're going to put a sour taste in their mouth for everything. And then when they're older, preacher, do something. No, you done messed it up. You don't have to run them down. put them to bed and go and close a door somewhere.
That's right.
And even talk to the teacher in private. Huh? But 9 out of 10 times you investigate it, it's little Johnny's fault.
That's
right. Some of y'all ain't liking that. When it comes to school, me and my children were guilty of proven innocent. Amen. Young people, honor your parents. If you do that, you'll honor your authority. Are you listening to me? We love you. Let's all stand. Miss Courtney's coming. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Church, that's just my heart tonight. And heads are bowed.